Blog Talk Radio.
It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. That's what Mother Teresa said. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today's show is The Gift of Authenticity. Christmas time. It is gift-giving time. But I loved what Mother Teresa said. It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. The call-in number, share your thoughts with me. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I want to remind you, I would like you to stay on the topic. December is the month of gift giving. Call-in number, 347-637-3789. Now, before I get into the thought of the day, I just love giving a voice to my passion, and it's connecting with you. You know, we're all connected worldwide, billions of us, with this golden thread. The only thing that separates us is our choice. That is our greatest freedom, that of choice. What do you choose to do this month of December when it comes to gift giving? Oh, there have been times when we have purchased a present for someone we held negative feelings for. Several reasons could have led to this situation. Who knows when this happens? Negative energy accompanies the gift. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. And, of course, you could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net, and share your thoughts with me. And do you have this dream in your heart? Do you want to be the star of your own show, sharing your product, your book, your thought, your message with the world your way? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Month of December, gift-giving time. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the quality of your life? 10 being the highest. Call in and share it with me or email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. And by the way, this is a live show, but after the show, it will be archived. And you can log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N, and click on the show or any show that you want to hear. Why do I give a voice to my passion? Because I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, honesty, and experience. Hey, remember, I'm the simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude, going on age 30. Come on, darlings. Tomorrow is promised to no one. all we have is now, the present moment. That's all we have. So I want you to close your eyes, sit down, and just listen to my voice, the thought for the day and forever. I want you to release, delete all dark, negative thoughts and people from your life and your thinking right now, forever, and hear what I have to say. I want you to live your life to the fullest, like it's golden. Peace comes from being aligned with the present moment. That's all we have, the now. Wherever you are, you feel that you are home. Because, darling, you are home. Forgiveness happens naturally as soon as you realize that the past cannot prevail against the power of the present. Now, that's all we have. You just don't realize that now is all there ever is. Now be with me here. Clear your mind. There is no past or future except as memory or anticipation in your mind. Toxic negative thinking is a habit. All of the thoughts, even while we were in the womb, even before we were born, we were grabbing on to the thoughts of the world. People don't realize that now is all there ever is. It's so important that you realize that there is no past or future except as memory or anticipation in your mind. When we were children, our parents didn't know. Our teachers didn't know. Toxic negative thinking is a habit, and you think it's okay because that's all you've ever learned. Oh, darlings, if you want to change your life, change your thinking. And it doesn't happen overnight. Take baby steps. Don't simply say, okay, I'm going to change my whole life right now. It won't work. Down the one toxic negative habit that you have and work on deleting it. There are two ways of being unhappy. One is not getting what you want, and the other is getting what you want. Now, if you think this, that, or the other thing will make you happy when you get what you wanted, you will again be focusing on the next moment, never being in the now, the only moment, which is all we ever have. Gratitude. Gratitude is an essential part of being present. When you go deeply into the present, gratitude arises spontaneously. Take a moment. It doesn't matter what your life is, because remember, you're the Michelangelo. You're the captain of your life. You're the choreographer. So look at your life. What can you be grateful for? Did you wake up this morning? Let me see, you woke up. Did you say, good morning, God, or good God, it's morning? If you said, good morning, God, remember the law of attraction. I believe in karma. What you put out there is exactly what you will get back. Every time you are tempted to react in the same old way, habit, toxic negative thinking, always ask yourself, do you want to be a prisoner of the past or the pioneer of the future? Deepak Chopra. So you're probably thinking, well, when I take that vacation or find the ideal partner, I get a better job or a nice place to live or whatever it is, then you will finally be happy? I think you inhaled. And you're not getting the essence of my show, my message. Huh, That's when you lose yourself in the future. You have to live in the now. This is all we have. Get Eric Toll's book. He's just brilliant. And I'm learning from him. I'm learning from him. Every ego wants to be special. If it can't be special by being superior to others, it's also quite happy being especially miserable. Okay, are you happy now or miserable? You know, rather than asking if you can ever be free, because ever is a huge amount of future time, ask yourself if you can be free only at this moment, because that's all we have. Free in this moment. Not the rest of your life, just now. Remember what you're thinking now. You're putting out in the universe, and it's going to come back either to embrace you or bite you in the butt. Oh, it's so delightful to have memories. But they're just thoughts. It's the past. It's done and over with. Oh, I go back to my past when I was a speaker on international cruise ships, seeing the world for over 17 years. And I may go back. My memories. And I could still see Bill, the silver fox on board ship. He loved traveling with me. The ego loves guilt. It loves not only blaming others, Drayton is it too. Well, if that doesn't work, you could blame yourself. You didn't get the job, who are you going to blame? You are the Michelangelo of your life. You are the creator. But let's be realistic. Every human being has done things in the past that they regret. That's why I've done things in the past. I regret. But I embrace them and then learn from them and let them go. They were silly and stupid, and so realizing the essence of who you are doesn't lie in the past or thoughts about the past. You've got to realize that the primary purpose of your life is the inner. And this is what becomes the main purpose then, the secondary purpose. The outer purpose falls into place. Can you be true to yourself? And being true to who you are right now? Life will bring to you whatever is most appropriate as far as your inner purpose is concerned. What are you thinking? You can always easily recognize that something is coming from ego, because when you get it, it doesn't satisfy you. Eric Toll said, memories are thoughts that arise. They're not realities. Only when you believe that they are real, then they have the power over you. But when you realize it's just another thought arising about the past, then you can find a space, a spacious relationship with thought. So thought no longer has you in its grips. What are you thinking? Why are you spending your time and your life about something that happened? Does it need closure? Then take the steps to closure. Your life is eternal. So when you go into the stillness, it's easy to sense that underneath the personality, there is an aliveness. You got up this morning. You have a space to fill. If you don't fill it, who will? I want to hear about the authentic you. You see, there is a presence. There is a consciousness that is timeless. And that's the life beyond the form of life that you are. Can you live in the now? And the only way you're going to do that is to write down all of your negative thoughts and all of your positive thoughts. Write down, I remove, delete all dark negative thoughts and people from my life and my thinking because I want to live in the now with gratitude, joy, happiness. The world stage is waiting for you. Gift-giving time. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want you to give a voice to your passion. Can you do it? Well, you know how to call me. You know how to reach me. And then, darlings, I'm introducing a new genre in live theater. Oh, no matter where you are, move over America, American Idol Britain. You have talent, acting that is. And it is A.R. Gurney's Love Letters. Imagine no memorizing, a great fundraiser. Are you into fundraising? I am Melissa. I'm looking for a dynamic Andy, age 60 plus, and his name should be a draw. Now imagine two sizzling, sensational seniors rocking the big stage. You bet they can. And A.R. Gurney, you'll love his love story. An unlikely combustible duo igniting raw emotion and passion in a special presentation of Love Letters. A romantic comedy tracing a 50-year bittersweet love affair of lifelong friends via letters. And you don't look at each other until the very end. I look at Andy, and it's a tearjerker. You'll laugh, you'll cry. Now, the former Andy, an ironworker, Frank DeMarco. A radio talk show host and producer. He's an icon. Clark Weber. And then I invited a retired Chicago alderman, Bert Nuteris. Oh, what fun we had. So who do you know? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, darlings, when you're on my website, kathywatsonspeaks.com, click on all of the buttons. But be sure and click on video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare, starring Roger Plummer and Kathy. It's an original. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. Oy, oy, man. Wait till you hear his voice. Our bags are packed. We would love to entertain you. So you're wondering how you could be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? Yes, you could have a half-hour show. You could have an hour show. I direct it. You're the star, and yet there is a modest fee. But if you want to be with me for 13 weeks, and even longer, I will accept a 30-second commercial or a 60, and I will help you write it. And you will be part of the Kathy Watson Live Consortium. I want you to feel the energy now of a brotherhood, sisterhood, iron workers and impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Don Pedione of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. And the CD is out. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It's running time about 6 minutes. Iron workers, what a noble profession. I pay homage to the strength of the iron worker and the athleticism of the male dancer in Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, and recognizing the fluid movements of the swan. It's available. Get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. TeamLoveHomeCare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, the Bovie Vond of Wire Art Sculpture and Leatherworks. Unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Gift-giving time. This is so appropriate. Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. In the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, you'll get my secrets for, secret number 7, de-stressing our faces and our bodies. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into our system, and they're all leading factors in premature aging and in sometimes death. You know how to get the book. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, her mission is to introduce you to the winning ways to positively energizing your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. We keep telling you over and over again, if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. For 24 hours, write down all of your thoughts, whether it's pro or con, negative, positive. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. I've been taking them for over 40 years. LifeExtension.com or email general questions of LifeExtension.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. They're exploding. Do you want to be the CEO of your own company? How without investing huge capital? I have the formula. And it's a great way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, believe in yourself. You need the formula. Get in touch with Kathy Studio, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. The gift of authenticity. December is gift-giving time. Darlings, I need to ask you, have there been times when you've purchased a present for someone that you held negative feelings for? Several reasons could have led to the situation when this happens. You have to remember, negative energy will accompany the gift. Now get your pen and pad out, because I'm going to give you the solution. So I'm asking you, have you ever found yourself in this quandary? Here's what to do. Now, get the paper out. Have three columns. The first is, who receives the gift? What is it? And your motivation for giving it. Be clear what needs cleaning up. Why and where are you uncomfortable? This practical exercise is a great way to take inventory of all of your relationships and your gift giving. Once you've discovered any area of discontent, a simple reaching out is often the only action necessary for the healing. Three reasons for upsets. Unfulfilled expectations, undelivered communication, and thwarted intention. How can that person know if you're not happy with them if you don't tell them? You have to make the list. Because once you do, clarity is instantaneous. You'll see which relationships need cleaning up. Where are you uncomfortable? We don't know, and this person probably doesn't know either. In this way, gift giving can be a practical exercise to take inventory of all our relationships. You know what I do, sidebar? At the end of each month, at the end of this month, I will take inventory. I will go through all of my shows and notes. What people did receive some help from me in a new joy of living? What people made me happy? And if they didn't, I just put them at the bottom of the list. They're not priority. You see, once you have discovered, and this goes with my doing my inventory at the end of the month, a new year is coming. Make it the best ever. So once you've discovered any area of discontent, a simple reaching out is often the only action necessary for healing. If you have been uncomfortable, often this is the same experience for the other person. We're not mind readers. Let's find out. Your reaching out is a powerful ritual that serves both parties. We're not mind readers. So I'm going to ask you, gift giving time, are you willing for each of your gift giving experiences to be authentic and full of genuine love? I'm asking you again. Are you willing for each of your gift-giving experiences to be authentic and full of genuine love? Both the giver and the receiver will be eternally grateful. Write down. This is your affirmation for today, December 13. My gifts are given with authenticity and deep, abiding love. And why are you giving a gift to someone that you're not crazy? I love Mother Teresa. She said, gifting and the law of cause and effect. Negative energy is going to go out with that gift. It's going to come right back at you. A joyful heart is the normal result of a heart burning with love. She gives most who gives with joy. I care about you. I care about your thoughts on my shows. Will you take the time to email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net? And remember, when you give love and that present to that person, you're giving yourself. And you will receive more than what you get. And giving with love and appreciation, joy is contagious. So what is your level of giving? Take time. Happy holidays. And remember to be in your best elements. Au revoir.